I will maintain, just because I'm not sure.
Not sure what effect it has?
Yeah, I'm just not sure.
Objection is maintained. Any questions or further objection or further discussion?
That's what they're getting at. Can you, Mr. Chairman, could you, Janice, could you explain that?
I was actually going to punt to Marie.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Parnell, what we're trying to get at is that, the self-audit privilege is very similar to a privilege against self-incrimination for a corporation, that if they've done an audit, they should be able to keep the auditor's opinions and recommendations and his findings privileged, but that the facts that he used to reach those opinions and recommendations not be privileged. This would be very similar in many cases. For example, a defendant does not have to come in, and we can't compel a defendant to confess to a crime or incriminate himself. But the evidence of his crime might be important evidence. The gun that he used, for example, you would not privilege the gun.
He doesn't have to give that to you. I mean, you're asking them to provide the objective facts, aren't you? I mean,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Parnell, the defendant would have to turn over the evidence. For example, O.J. Simpson had to turn over the shoes and the blood and so forth. So those are the facts. And we had used the term objective to try to make a distinction between something that might be subjective or opinion and what would actually be an objective fact. Other people speak to underlying facts. Part of the EPA's audit policy where they describe that the EPA is opposed to privilege, the privilege in these bills, and their policy does not recognize the privilege, and part of it is because the underlying facts are necessary to determine whether the corrective actions have been taken, whether the appropriate ones have been taken, they offer mitigation of penalties, whether a person's entitled to mitigation of penalties. So that the notion there is that these facts are what, if you can get the underlying facts, you can be assured that the privilege and immunity are not being abused. The auditor's work product in terms of his subjective thoughts, his findings, his conclusions, his recommendations, professional opinion, that would all be privileged, but the actual facts would not be privileged under our proposal.
That's under federal law.
Mr. Chairman, that's a policy.
Yeah, no, but I mean, in fact, you don't have EPA agreeing with self-audits at this point.
There is a court case, I think it was a federal court case, wasn't it, like that did recognize the
self-audit privilege.
And that's where the term under our objective facts comes from. They did not recognize the privilege for the objective facts.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
And I'm starting to remember some of the discussion I think we had at last meeting, and it was the discussion, in fact, that you had brought up. I, as an operator of a plant, I go out and get these objective facts that, we went out and measured, and we got too much of something or another in the outfall or whatever, and so if we know that there's a problem, we go in and fix it. But under this scenario where this, in my opinion, the entire underlying concept under this bill is to give incentive for people to go out and find the problems themselves and to fix it. I may be wrong, but I thought that was the underlying pinnings of the bill, encouragement to go out and fix the problem. But now if you can take those objective facts that I went out and found, because I cared enough to do it right, now you'd use those same facts against me because I went out and do it right. What incentive do I have to go out and see if there is a problem? if you're going to use those things to beat me over the head in an administrative hearing or in a court, why should I do it?
Go ahead.
I'll try that one.
Okay.
An amendment made by this committee to the definition of confidential self-evaluation analysis would exclude that that information that you gathered, or you as the auditor, whether you're the owner, operator, or the auditor of the facility, that you gathered as a part of your audit. But the fact that there was discolored water, let's say for your example that one of the reasons you tested there is because that stream, it looked funny or it smelled funny.
It turned orange.
The fact that it turned
reddish
orange.
Glow. Yeah.
That would not be privileged. Your test results, by the definition change that you made last week, would. But the fact that it turned orange would not be privileged with our amendment. And that's the kind of thing we're trying to get to. We wouldn't want, what we're trying to make sure of is that we need to be able to assure the public.
But if you went out, I went out and got this, okay, you don't. But if you went out and got the information, it still would not be privileged.
Right.
By the state agency?
Right.
Correct.
Further discussion on this amendment? Still, the objection is still maintained?
If I object, it's Mr.
You oppose the amendment, don't you?
I do. But
let's have a roll call vote and see what happens.
I just wanted to help. Okay, then I'll make a comment after you take your vote.
Okay.
Thank you.
No.
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 Yes.
No. Thank you for your comments.
You enjoyed them.
I know how to count. But I did want to say this because
Warren.
It's getting late, Senator.
You're getting... I agreed with what Senator Miller said, but the example is a poor one, and it's one that, because there are people here who are writing on this, we need to get it right. This does not apply to information that is required to be disclosed by permit. And, you know, just in case they use these examples in their writing, I want them to understand that is not privileged information. That, if somebody goes out and measures that they're actually discharging something more than they need to, then that is something they have to report already under permit. So it's a nice try, but it's not good.
Mr. Chairman, the sponsor is absolutely correct.
I think we knew that. 23 is now before us, which would be number 33. Is there objection to this amendment?
Object for discussion.
All right. There is objection.
Mr. Chairman, again, we consider this one more of a technical amendment. The way that this section would read with this amendment is, and this is under the exception section, disclosure by a court. So the court could disclose. Required disclosure if after an in-camera review the court found that the information for which the privilege is claimed is evidence of a violation that caused substantial injury to one or more persons at the site audit. And hours late, I won't go on unless someone
sure.
needs to.
Understood. Further questions? Action is maintained. Roll call.
No.
No.
Yep.
No. Amendment fails. Number 34, which was previously numbered, is 24 for us.
Mr. Chairman, this amends a section that there is a part of the bill that says if immunity isn't granted, then there are certain actions that may mitigate any penalty. And the first one, in the way the bill currently reads, is the voluntariness of the disclosure, which we sort of thought was awkward, since this whole thing is based on voluntary disclosure. And what we felt was really intended was good faith actions of the owner or operator in disclosing the violations. I don't think the intent is all that different, but it's just not such an awkward wording. I think it's clear to the owner or operator what mitigating factors are.
I got to agree. I don't think I would allow anybody to use the word voluntariness if we were playing Scrabble.
Mr. Chairman, I have no objections to
that. Any objection from committee members on Amendment 34? There being no objection, Amendment 34 passes. Amendment 35, which was numbered 25.
Excuse me.
Let me point you that word, by the way.
You're the bunch if you got it that center square.
Mr. Chairman, we can do this also a clarifying amendment. First amendment changing described to contain, that's material in the audit report. So it would be material contained in the audit report as opposed to described, because the audit report may contain appendices, other documents that aren't necessarily described in it, but are a part of it.
Mm-hmm. It actually broadens it.
I think it clarifies it.
Well, if anything, it broadens the report. At least that would be my interpretation.
Yeah, it matches other definitions for the
material. And the second line,
the implementation. The second one, implementation issues. People have asked us what in the world that means, implementation issues. And so we're proposing to replace that with findings, conclusions, opinions, recommendations. To us, that was...
Any objections, Senator Lehman?
I don't think so. I'll just note that our Amendment 22 that you adopted previously, I believe, covers much of this.
Much of the same thing?
So I think to the extent this is consistent with that, it probably makes sense. I'd probably like to see how all of this melds together.
I'll be amazed if it melts together.
Melds.
Oh.
Well,
I hear no objection from the committee regarding amendment number 35. So amendment number 35 has passed. Were there other amendments to be offered by any committee member? There being no other amendments, what's the pleasure of the committee?
There was no pleasure.
Coming to our committee next.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 41 as amended out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? There is objection. Roll call vote.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And with that, we won't have time for further legislation today as the bewitching hour of resources has approached. We are adjourned.